Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time.
Hey, Will.
Good evening. Will. How are you?
Oh, Will, I am excited. What a week we've had.
I was just going to say the same thing to you. We had the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards on Monday night at the Royal Hall. So these awards are designed really to do what they say on the tin. Celebrate everything hospitality and tourism in the town. And what a fabulous night.
It was awesome, Will. Didn't David and Simon do a great job?
David Ritson, Simon Cotton, the main organisers, and of course Sir Gary Verity, who hosted the awards as well.
What a man. I mean, it was an awesome night. We had some awesome winners and some awesome nominees. And what it said to me was the fact that, you know, in Harrogate and surrounding area, we've got some of the finest chefs, the finest waiters, the finest
eateries,
hospitality people, you know, and great customer service, fantastic places. And why not celebrate that?
The fact that the Royal Hall was packed out once again, and I mean, literally, they couldn't have got any more people in there.
Yeah, and it just, was tight, wasn't it?
You know, when they were reading out the nominations, whether people won or not, just hearing the names and thinking, oh, yes, there's that place. We say it time and time again on this show, but we are spoilt for eateries and restaurants within this place. It's absolutely fabulous.
Well, Will, it is amazing. And, you know, after such a night of rich living, I thought our taste for this week, we better go a bit low key. We better go a bit healthy and a bit fresh, because you know, I think we really have lived it up this week, Will.
Just before we move on, can I just mention the Chef of the Year? Because you was one of the judges for that, Steph.
I was, yes.
And it was a tough competition. It was a very close competition to who won it.
It was.
And quite a tense moment in the room just before they announced it. But do you want to tell us who took the crown of the Chef of the Year at this year's Hospitality and Tourism Awards?
This year, Will, it was Michael Carr from Restaurant 92.
Give him a round of applause. He
did deserve to win. His dishes on the day were pretty much faultless, and, you know, it was great cooking. There was other great chefs there, though, too, and I think next year's competition is going to really hit the ground running.
There was a video showing, because they did like a MasterChef cook-off, which was great as well, which you must have enjoyed being a part of, Steph.
Oh, it was good fun, that. Really good fun.
Okay, so back to tonight. It's Flavours of the Week, and as you've just mentioned, Steph, we're going for a lighter option this week.
Well, you know, Will, after so much rich living, and I mean, we ate well that night.
We did, it was a fantastic pork dish.
It was, and I've gone healthy this week, so we're having, it's a very simple dish, this.
Presented very well, I mean, that's my first impressions of it, I've got to say.
Very, very light, very summery. So we've got some beautiful summery tomatoes, we've got some peppered mackerel, which is high in oily, well, it's an oily fish, high in omega-3, really great for you, great for your bone structure, your skin. Everybody's supposed to eat more and more oily fish. And it's served with a bronze fennel and Granny Smith's apple salad.
Oh, yes.
So the apple cuts through the oiliness of the fish.
Am I being careful? I've got to be careful with bones here, Steph.
No, there shouldn't be any bones in there. Oh. It is as it is. When you buy peppered mackerel, it comes in, and this is from Mackenzie's in just over in Blubberhouses.
Yep,
so it's
A59,
it's local.
Big love to Mackenzie's there. Fantastic shop, which has been extended, and it is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Here. And some beautiful fresh salad vegetables from Minskip Farm Shop. And
lovely team. I love how everything on this plate, Steph, has been sourced locally. And that's
absolutely
something that you're very much about.
Yeah, here. And, you know, just simply prepared. So a little bit of mackerel in there, a little bit of very thinly sliced Granny Smith's apples. And rather than serving the whole skin and everything on it, I've just stamped them out to be sort of a bit trendy discs. Then we've got some lovely heritage tomatoes sliced with fresh crunchy lettuce, bronze fennel, which is one of my favourite herbs, and I think goes really well with the sort of aniseediness of bronze fennel. And then a light lemon dressing. So simple, but fresh.
Indeed. And
a bit like myself, Will.
No, I hear you. And Steph, you know, if you're having the girls around for lunch, uh-huh. and you know, obviously you want to eat something a bit lighter, perfect. This is
really good stuff, because mackerel, peppered mackerel, it's easy to just open the packet. Mm. The guys at Mackenzie's have taken out all the bones. You just peel off the skin and away you go. And you could butter it on toast. You could have it so many different ways. Make a pate. It's good fun.
And mackerel, you know, is it a popular fish?
I actually think it's one of our most highly underrated fish
really?
That we have in Great Britain. Because, you know, it's quite cheap to buy. It's lovely. And I mean, that's lovely and fresh, isn't it? And,
well,
and tasty.
You can quite clearly see how I've just demolished it.
I think Will's just eaten the whole plate. I love it. But it's a great fish. So get yourself some mackerel and have a go.
Okay, time to get some wine to go along with the mackerel. Steph, once again, thank you very much.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stray FM.